Welcome to Real Estate I Love It podcast. I'm Shelley Hoffman, real estate expert and community advisor. Join me and various guests who are expert in what they do, such as home inspectors, mortgage brokers, investors, wholesalers. There are so many aspects to our industry that most people are not aware of, and I'm here to help you learn about them. I'm an educator by trade, and this podcast is to educate you in the world of real estate. Hey everybody, it's Shelley Hoffman with another episode of Real Estate I Love It. And today I have the honor of talking to Lenore Fetko. Lenore is the chief executive for the Greater Syracuse, I want to say Board of Realtors, obviously, but it's Association of Realtors. And how are you doing today, Lenore?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
I'm excited to have you. I can't even tell you.
I'm excited too.
So one of the things, I mean, we've talked about a couple of things in the course of our conversations, but you know, we're kind of coming out of COVID. A lot of people are getting vaccinated, but it had a huge impact on our industry. And I was hoping you could kind of share that with us today, exactly from your seat, right, of what you do, what you saw, and how you guys kind of handled it.
Yeah, what a ride it's been the last year or more. Actually, you know, I remember it, and I hope I always remember the day, because I remember the governor speaking about who should be doing what in New York State. And he said, real estate agents shouldn't be showing property anyway. He didn't say realtors, he said real estate agents. And I really feel at the time he was talking about the city, right? But it went viral. And of course, my phone started blowing up. And, you know, people are asking me, what do we do? How are we going to do this? And I did not have any rule book on this. And of course, nobody did. And so it was trying to go through the channels and us asking them the same questions, the state association, the same questions. What do? We all have to be uniform in how we are telling the agents to show property. My colleagues in other areas of the state, we were trying to get together. And I'm talking about, you know, within 24 hours, all this was taking place, trying to come up with a solution to how are we going to help our members continue what they're trying to do. And it isn't necessarily about, you know, new people that they were going to be working with. We're talking about during the middle of a transaction, how do you stop and say, you know, the closing can't take place, the moving trucks are ready to go. It all just has to come to a halt. We're talking about people's lives where they live. And it isn't about the most important investment, even though real estate is in their lives. It's about their home. Where are they going to live? Their children. What is going to happen to their children? So, you know, everything that happened seems so surreal now, but having to be, you know, the word is overused, pivoting, but that's exactly what we all had to do. But internally, our staff had to learn Microsoft Office Teams, how to communicate with one another. We didn't know if we were going to lose internet. You know, we are thinking for the worst and hoping for the best, right? And then how are we going to communicate with agents? Because that's the toughest thing that I have to do in my business. And all association management businesses, whether it's the medical association or the chamber of commerce, it doesn't really matter. We struggle to communicate with our members because folks have so much reading, especially during a pandemic. They're trying to be informed on every level. And well, how are they going to pay attention to us?
Well, and I was going to say, too, is it was changing every day. Agents, we were talking amongst ourselves, and somebody had information from 2 days ago that was no longer relevant because something else had changed, right?
Right. And having to learn how to utilize Zoom. We as staff didn't know how to use Zoom. We had to reach out to someone immediately to teach us. And then we held training courses for our members immediately. And I don't think at the time members really thought, you know, this is going to be over with in a month or two. Leadership thought so too. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think we're in for something really big here. And I think that we all had to learn quicker than we would have. I think that COVID catapulted us into the future, maybe about 5 years. Because now that we've all learned how to do our Zoom meetings and our Zoom calls and our Zoom education, we don't want to go back because of the efficiencies, right?
Yes.
But so there's got to be a balance on how that all takes place. But I think that the consumer does not understand what the realtors in our area went through, and all they wanted to do was their job. It wasn't about money. It was about their dedication to their clients and trying to keep everybody safe, including themselves and their family.
Yeah.
And one thing that I am grateful for from our members is that not one time did anyone give us a hard time about our office being closed.
Okay.
And when we all came back to the office in June, but the office building wasn't open and we said, you have to make appointments, they all participated. They all did the right thing to keep us safe, because if one of us got sick, it was not going to be good for the team. And we really collectively came together as a team. And I have to thank them, because, you know, I can be on the phone at 11, 12 o'clock at night with the president. And at the time it was Chris Thielen, who did a fantastic job. Don Radke on the MLS side, and Vaughn Lang, our board attorney. They came together at all hours, but so did our staff. They reacted. And I'm just so proud of the people that I work with. Of course, I cried the first time I shouted out, thanked them at the annual meeting, but it was an emotional time. It still makes me emotional. And we've grown from there. But the big thing that I think is that the realtors had to learn how to do their jobs virtually. And that's a challenge.
It is. And you know, just like in any industry, you have people that have jumped on technology from the beginning, and you have people that have just stayed away from it as much as they can. So, but even the ones who jumped onto it from the beginning, they didn't really want to do virtual showings. There's something about being in the home with your client and showing them the foundation and the rooms and getting the feel of, can they make this their home? You know, if it's, and you were kind of missing that. You know, that, and I know people were buying things sight unseen, and it was, I almost felt like the state was almost encouraging that from my end. I don't know what you were seeing from yours. So I'm just kind of curious, like, what was the vibe on your end as far as how they expected us to do our job?
Yeah, well, they did expect you to do your job up until recently, virtually, and showing anything in person was supposed to be the last ditch effort. That's the last thing. If you can't, then you can go in and show the house. So they didn't want you, the government did not want you in there at all. And I think that, you know, some of the younger buyers and sellers might be more in tune to knowing that you can get the same experience in their mind. But, you know, those that are more mature and have gone through the perils of owning multiple homes know, geez, I didn't notice that when I looked at the house, and geez, the dishwasher broke a week after I moved in, and you know, this and that happened, because they lived through it, right?
Yeah.
So how could I ever buy a house without physically seeing it? And more importantly, having a home inspector go in there and, you know, try their best to find defaults in the property before I actually buy it. I might still buy it anyway, but I should know what I'm getting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was the purchase offer contingent upon us walking through, or purchase offer and the home inspector went in, but you couldn't be there at the same time as the home inspector. And again, we're talking about COVID, but just in general, Lenore, I don't think the public or even some members of our association necessarily know everything that you guys do for the realtors, you know, that are part of your board, right? So to get that information out when people weren't even 100% sure what you were doing, I mean, that had to be a struggle as well, right?
Right, because when you have, you know, over 1,700 members, they all communicate in a different way and they all are involved in a different way. So what I did was I hired a man by the name of Sal Privedera, who worked for the New York State Association for 23 years as the communications director. And he was freelancing, selling another product totally aside from communications. And I think I happened to be speaking with him in April, and I went, I'm going to hire you, because all I have right now is communication between myself and the members. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be the most proficient at it that I can get my hands on right now. And he did a fantastic job putting together a broker newsletter and trying to filter the things that they really need to know, but to tease them to read the rest. But then I went in to do GNN. So I started doing my own, sort of like what you're doing, podcasts, right? And I interviewed the county executive and then Dr. Gupta. I could get high level people to talk to me that our members needed to know about via video, because I thought if they aren't going to read it because they've got so much coming to them, they'll watch it, because I think everyone enjoys a train wreck, a little bit of a train wreck, right? So what's her hair going to look like? You know, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's wearing that color lipstick, you know? And I knew that about human beings, right? Because I sort of do it too. You know, I watch TV every day and think to myself, oh, I would never wear this sleeveless dress with my arms like that. So, you know, I'm human too. So I sort of thought that, you know, that it would do well, and it did. And,
you know, it did well, but honestly, a lot of times with these types of shows, including yours, people listen to them more. They walk and they listen. So they're not really seeing what your hair looks like. I had to get over that myself. They're not really seeing what your hair looks like or what outfit you have on. Some people are. You're never going to, you know,
stop
that. But honestly, we would listen more so, or we'd be driving in our car and we would listen.
Good
to
time
what
to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What we even, I got the idea, I don't know when it was, maybe it was even in February, and somehow it came up to, you know, well, tell kids stories, you know, if they don't know anything else, make it a story. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the hot news a story and have a storyteller give them the key things that almost like almost to sleep, and there her voice comes on and tells you what's in the hot news. And then you'll go and read about it, right? The stuff that really lights you up, that you really want to know. So we're responsible for the communication to our members, what's going on in the real estate industry with respect to, especially COVID, how can they do things safely and do the right thing? They always want to do the right thing. That's why they're a realtor, right? Yeah. They have to follow a code of ethics. They have to follow MLS rules and putting their listings in the multiple listing service. They're rule followers and they want to do the right thing. So it was just the method in which to get that to them. We had to look at it in a multi-pronged approach.
So can I ask you, though, did you always know exactly the way realtors were supposed to be doing their jobs? I mean, was it always clear to you to say this is, because there was a lot of questions thrown at you, right? Mm-hmm. You had to do some research. You had to look into it. I mean, that was a lot to me. That was a lot of pressure on you and to the board to try and find out exactly what the state was thinking.
Right. Well, that's where the leadership coming together. Like I said, Don, Chris, Vaughn, and myself, we would have Zoom meetings, maybe even every day or a few times a day, to collectively get on the same page and then call a broker meeting. If we could get on the same page and decipher it the best we can, having an attorney telling us what he thinks and seasoned leadership, then we will tell our brokerages what we think. And then, of course, brokers make independent business decisions on how they want to run their offices. Then they were really on their own as a proprietor. Here's what we think. And, you know, if collectively we do this all alike, then, you know, we're all keeping everyone safe and trying our best to do the right thing. And then it spilled over into the state, because the state association would have leadership meetings via Zoom where we all talked about how we were doing business together. So we all just tried to communicate as often as possible for us all to be doing the same thing.
And keeping it that way. So how does things stand now with COVID? I mean, obviously, you know, like we started this, we're not to the end of it, right? Not everybody's vaccinated. There's still things in place. But there's what people may not know is there's private remarks that go into the MLS for agents to make sure that the seller's comfortable. We're honoring the seller's wishes, right, on how we're showing properties. But, you know, if you're not vaccinated, it's still the mask. It's still hand sanitizer, you know, to keep everybody safe. Is there any rules definitely in place still? Or is it kind of?
Yeah, you know, I'm not familiar with anything that's in place since the state of emergency has been lifted. You know, the moratorium for tenants and landlords is done at the end of August, August 31st, September 1st.
Yes.
Nothing to my knowledge. I know a lot of businesses are making decisions based on what they feel is the right thing to do, whether you can walk in without a mask if you're unvaccinated, or they just are continuing to have you wear a mask and that's the end of it. They're just not buying into it. So it starts to become a little bit of a political choice and or a health choice. So I think that it has to be a conversation with the realtors or brokers and their customers and clients on how they're going to proceed, what everyone's comfortable with.
And that's kind of what it feels like out there in the industry, right? It's you have brokers and it really comes down to it's their home. The sellers are opening their doors to let people in. And what are they comfortable with? Mm-hmm. Do you see any long-term changes from COVID in our industry? I mean, a lot of us have already used like AuthentiSign or DocuSign. You know, there's a lot more things that are happening via the computer maybe than used to be. But is there any other changes that you think that the time of COVID has really changed permanently, most likely in the industry?
Well, obviously, I think that our members have learned a little bit more about technology by fire, you know, whether or not they continue to show homes virtually. They may share information about homes with one another virtually. There could be still office meetings where a broker gets better attendance because they continue to have virtual broker meetings. I think those efficiencies of time and the fact that we've all, you know, sort of taken a step back and said, there was some benefit that came out of COVID. You know, I did realign my priorities a little bit and the fact that, geez, it's nice to not have to, you know, clear the snow off the car and trudge into the board office for a 45-minute committee meeting that I could have just as soon, you know, stayed in the warmth of my home with my coffee and still had my input. I think we all have had to learn how to collaborate. But not be in the same room together. And we've had to work on that, whether it's staff or leadership. I think we've done a better job than in the very beginning. But I think there'll be a balance of in-person and virtual that makes sense. And I'm really hoping that just humans, people in general, don't go rushing right back to the way it was pre-COVID, because we've had to take this all had to be worth something. We have to take something positive away from this, whether or not, you know, everyone talks about the work-life balance, and it is true. I hope we balanced it out just a little bit better going forward for the future, because technology is our friend. We can use it effectively like we are right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, if the biggest thing you hear of takeaway from COVID in general is just time with the family, learning what your priorities are, like you said. From our industry standpoint, I think a lot of people, there was a month or two really where nobody really knew what to do. Closings were on hold. You know, and I know some realtors who took time for additional education. They decided to take classes, not just in technology, but their agency, their ethics, their, you know, because they had the time to do it. And I'm wondering if those classes, people are going to take more classes because they can do it from their house with their coffee or, you know, because education is what keeps you really strong in the industry, right? Our industry changes all the time,
I, what I see, I look at it as a great opportunity, because now the National Association of Realtors and the New York State Association of Realtors are having their meetings that you had to be there in person, a hybrid, so that there are virtual options, which is great, because now our members are going to be able to tap into what's going on in the state and the National Association and hear it firsthand, and maybe even have some better insight as to the rationale why rules get changed and laws and bills get passed at where they start and why they are there. And also the fact that they can take more education. It's not a software program that they are timed out of. It's a real person that they can ask questions of, and they can see one another. But it is a time saver. Now, I do think that we'll come back and have some hybrid courses where it will still be in person and virtual. But we're taking a big study on this, because we want to see just how many people really want to come back together in a room to take their education now that there's no grandfathering in New York State. Every single person who has a real estate license in New York State, doesn't mean that, if, you know, if they're a realtor, they belong to the trade organization. and they can have a real estate license and not belong to the organization. They probably aren't actively selling, right? They just have a license and it's in a drawer somewhere, but they need their 22 and a half hours within a 2-year period of time or they will lose their license. So that opens up a huge opportunity for us to create a bigger footprint with our education to the consumer who has a real estate license. So we will be offering courses, of course, at a discount for our members. And then we'll also offer those courses to the consumers as well, because they need it. And hopefully everyone will be better educated in the long run, right?
Yes.
And, you know, we'll have a higher level of professional out there making good decisions and helping the consumer the best they can.
Well, I'm sure you've heard this a lot. I know I've heard people say it to you or about you and your staff, but, you know, it had to be very hard to pivot, you know, to use that trending word and figure out what's best. But, you know, you can't please everybody 100% of the time. Everyone knows that. You just can't. You do the best that you can with what you're given in that moment. And I commend you, all of you. I know one of your staff members stayed past her retirement to try and help the members and, yes, you know, and gave a little bit of extra there too. So, and that's just, again, they always say the leader's only as good as the team, but the team's only as good as the leader as well. And you guys just work together really well. Part of your board, it is appreciated, everything you guys did. So thank you very much for that.
We appreciate you thanking us and recognizing that for sure.
Is there anything else that you can think of as far as, you know, and I hope we do this a lot more often because you have so much information to share to the members, the public, you know, just that education piece. But for COVID related, right, to the industry, was there anything else that you kind of thought about that we didn't touch on, you know, before we part ways today?
No, I think that the only thing that I would hope that COVID brought besides the obvious things is that we all have to do things together. We're all really one big team supporting one another. And I know that it's hard because I get a lot of reading and I get a lot of information, but you've got to make time to not just do the action items. You've got to take the time to be informed. And I know that our members are people. They want to touch people. That's why they sell real estate, right?
Right.
Because they want to help people. And, you know, it isn't really about the money. Right now, they're writing so many offers that aren't getting accepted. I don't even know if they're making minimum wage. Yeah. Quite honestly, they are working so hard right now. And it's so frustrating out there with all the multiple offers and how the lack of inventory that we have. But that's for another day and another conversation. It's just they have to keep informed. It's just so important.
Yeah. It's funny because we went from what COVID did to our industry. And I keep saying we're in the twilight zone now, which, like you said, we can talk another day. But there's been a lot of changes. COVID did a lot of different things to all different industries out there. And I still love, you know, really, I absolutely love real estate. I love talking about real estate. But it is an interesting time for the last 2 years. You know what it's done.
It sure is. It's for the history books. That's for sure.
Absolutely. So, well, Lenore, I thank you for taking time because I know you're busy, but I think it's important to get the information out there and I know you're always willing to do so. So, you know,
absolutely willing to communicate. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Sure. Enjoy the rest of your day. That's it for this week's episode of Real Estate I Love It. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review on whatever stream platform you're using for your podcast. See you next time.